The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Thursday. It's, what do we call, is it Baby Friday, Friday Junior, pre-Friday? Did we ever decide on a
I think
name?
It's Baby Friday.
Baby yeah. Friday. Okay, happy yeah. Baby Friday. We have your chance to win crazy cash right now. That's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, listen up, everybody. You want to win $1,000. This hour's nationwide keyword is smunny. Sorry, money. Take the keyword money over to wild949.com and browse around there. You'll find a spot to enter it. It says, like, you want to win $1,000?
Yes.
Like, yes. And then you type in the word money, and then you might win $1,000.
Good luck to you. Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
I was wondering, last week you guys played Bruno Mars. Can you play it during this morning? I would like to hear it.
Nope.
That was quick. We asked our boss, and he said,
right.
He said,
but we will be giving away Bruno Mars.
Yes,
6:40.
Today's the last day.
Oh, so you want to win those.
As long as Jess doesn't forget to open up the phone lines.
I won't.
We shall have them for you. 6:40. Let's do a second talk back of the day.
Sure.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Baby Friday.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy today. I woke up in such a good mood. Woo! Be careful out there. I'm headed to work. It's so foggy. So, everyone, be careful out there. The fog is super thick today. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Damn, fog.
You hella thick. Wait, I didn't see any fog.
I had a little bit leaving Napa this morning. It wasn't that thick. Okay. It was like just medium thick.
Okay.
It was like kind of just like
slim thick.
Yeah. Like Sydney Sweeney in the new trailer for Euphoria.
Oh, whoa.
Just like kind of like just sort
I don't
of slim
consider
thick.
That thick, by the way.
I just want to see
but
what
you
Selena
saw
said.
It.
I just want to see what you said because yesterday you're like, you want to see this video of Sydney Sweeney's flat butt?
I didn't say
yes,
it like that.
Yes, you did.
Dang it. I did. I didn't know you were going to say that on the air.
Okay.
Well, the reason why I brought that up is because TMZ was like, oh my God, Sydney Sweeney shaking her butt in the trailer has social media in a tailspin, but I wasn't really impressed. When
was
I saw it.
Social media in a tailspin?
I don't know. I didn't see anybody in a tailspin. And I also wasn't really, really impressed by the 1 second clip in the trailer. But we'll talk about that later on this morning.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Well,
so you're
you'll
saying
be
don't.
To.
You're saying I
no,
don't
you
need
have
to go
to.
Watch that.
You, as Sydney Sweeney's number one fan.
I am actually not.
You actually are.
Not even close.
Well, of her chest. You are going to have to watch that.
Okay.
Yeah.
For research purposes,
obviously,
I mean.
Obviously. That's the only reason.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
All right, let's just move on. How about that?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Chris, your two-time Chuck Mug champion. And I just wanted to give a shout-out because I got my second Chuck Mug today, and I want to say it came quick. Jess is on it. I don't know why people ever complain. She's basically the Amazon of radio shows. She gets stuff here fast, on time, reliable. I think it's great. So just wanted to say thank y'all. Love you. Have a great day. Bye.
What?
First of all, Chris, shout out to you. Second, two-time Chug Mug winner. He just got his second Chug Mug. That's nice. Props to Jess for getting it out in a timely manner. I just had to ask, like, when you are, you know, after the show, stuffing Chug Mugs into envelopes to send them out, are you ever just like, damn it, Graham, why did we ever start doing this whole promo? Does that ever cross your mind?
No, it doesn't. Are
you the one actually stuffing Chug Mugs into?
No.
Oh,
wait a second.
But I'm part of the process.
Whoa. Wait a second. You don't actually put the Chug Mug in the envelope?
No, I don't think they trusted me with the Chug Mugs.
So you probably stamp the packages when they come across and address them to get them mailed out?
Or drop them off at the post office?
No.
Wait, you don't even address the envelope or stamp it or get it ready to ship?
I wasn't told that's what I had to do. Gather the information.
Graham, do you do that?
I mean, all this time. I mean, I used to, you know, when we had Doghouse Radio shirts and stuff, I used to stuff envelopes for hours after the show each day as we'd mail stuff out. But wait, so let me get this straight. Because a lot of people are like, oh, thank you, Jess, so much for I got my Chug Mug. So wait, if you don't put it in the envelope and you don't dress the envelope and you don't stamp the envelope and you don't take it to the post office to drop it in the mail, what exactly is it that you do again?
Well, obviously I have to communicate with the listeners, get their information and make sure I send it to the person who then does our shipping for us. Wait, we've talked about this
before. Do you want to shout that person out? The person that's actually doing all the work?
Shout out to Ross.
Thank you, Ross.
Ross does everything in the building.
Ross, we appreciate you.
We appreciate Ross.
But now we're all learning something new that just doesn't.
We knew this.
But People don't get their chug mugs on time, we're not blaming Ross. It's still Jess's fault.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because
okay.
She's
let's get that clear. So I just get blamed.
She didn't relay the information to the guy that does all the work.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ross.
All right, guys. Time to move on. It is time for...
I can't believe the Jess already has an assistant. Like, Selena, do you have an assistant?
No.
Do you have a Ross that does all your job for you?
I don't.
Me neither.
What?
Wow, must be nice.
All right. Do you guys remember Cedric Irving Jr.? He is the man charged with murder in the shooting death of John Bean. We all remember this guy. Well, a judge just paused the criminal proceedings after the court expressed some doubt regarding how competent he was. So now he's going to have to undergo 2 psychological evaluations before they can move forward.
Interesting.
Wow.
They had John Beam's celebration of life or something was this past weekend, I believe.
Oh, right? I saw something about that, yeah.
All right, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner took the field yesterday at Niners practice, and he is not ruling out a possible return to action this weekend. Warner is way ahead of schedule in his recovery from ankle surgery, and he said yesterday, feels amazing. He did, however, acknowledge that there are still multiple health checkpoints he must clear before he's allowed to play again. Warner's going to be at practice again today. I think we'll know more about his status once we find out if he travels with the team. Everybody's flying on Friday, which is tomorrow, to Seattle for the game on Saturday. Go Niners.
Today will be the warmest day of the week. This morning is still chilly and a little bit foggy, but it'll warm up and we'll see sunny skies. High temperatures will be in the mid-60s to around 70 degrees.
70 degrees?
Nice. In some areas.
Man, it's January. Yeah. This is nice. Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. The window for business ventures is wide open for you right now. That could mean it's time to switch jobs, invest in a new company, or just have that raise talk with your boss that you've been putting off. Today's the day to go for it.
Might also be the day you get fired, but hey, let us know.
I'm not a Scorpio, but I think I'm going to ask the boss for a raise today.
Do it. Totally should.
Yeah, thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Big John from Piedmont. So I'm 4 days a little too late for this, but Friday I was watching the JV Show IG Live, and I couldn't help but notice that there were a lot of ladies in the comments saying Grammy's beautiful, Grammy's sexy, Grammy's hot. I even saw the heart emojis like floating up on Gram. And I'm just like, wait a minute, these ladies have to know Gram is happily married. Selena and Jess, what do you guys think about that? Also, JV Show left you guys a DM too. So yeah, Big John's in the DMs.
You already know what we think about that. We're disgusted.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys have eyes?
Well, I think the question was more about that. Don't these listeners know that I'm happily married? How do you feel about that? He's not asking for your opinion on my looks.
It's more
about people leaving hard. And I had no idea because I'm not on the IG live. You know, Chidi's holding the phone, so I didn't get to see all this reaction. But either way, I'm excited now that I've learned that. Thank you for leaving that Big John from
Piedmont. Right, it gets to his head.
Piedmont. Mm-hmm.
How do I feel about them doing that, knowing you're a happily married man? That doesn't really bother me. It'd be different if they were, like, in your DMs or maybe, like, leaving comments. But, like, they're on their live. They see you. They want to leave a heart or whatever. Like, I don't really see an issue with that so much.
They know it's, like, fun and games.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
I hope.
Selena, you're married. And let's just say who's your celebrity crush right now? If you had a celebrity hall pass, who would it be?
I don't think I have a celebrity crush right now.
Okay, well, let's just use Michael B. Jordan as an example. Let's just say he goes on a live and, look, you're not sliding into his DMs or anything, but do you think your man would be upset if you're on there leaving comments like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous, and then hitting the heart emoji a bunch of times?
Yeah, because I'm the one that's happily married, but maybe these are single ladies leaving the heart on you.
Okay, just wondering.
I think it's a little bit different. But Jess, you have an important question involving adulting.
Because I want to know, who do you guys have as your emergency contact on your phone, or who do you put down as an emergency contact when you're at the doctor's office?
911.
Do you not have any emergency?
That's my emergency contact on my phone. Because, like, if I was on my phone and there's an emergency, I'm going to call 911.
Yeah, I don't have an emergency contact on my phone.
Really? I set some on my phone like a while back.
Who is it?
I have 3. It's my fiance, Ruben. It's my brother and my mom.
What does it mean when you set an emergency contact on your phone?
I think
I generally was just joking that it's 911, but I thought that was the answer.
You can, like, set someone. Yeah. So if you're in, like, a rollover crash or, I don't know, something
your
like
phone automatically dials them.
No, the authorities will be like, oh, this is the emergency contact. They see your phone and be like, this is who I need to call.
How do they get into your phone to see that?
That's a good question. I haven't thought that far. I'm just hoping I don't ever have to use them. But like, let's say when you go to the doctor's office, right? Like, who do you set as your emergency contact? And when do your parents stop becoming your emergency contact?
When they
or
die.
Do they ever? Oh, okay. When they die, why would you say that?
Because otherwise, won't
Are they still your emergency contact now, Graham?
No, I mean my wife is, but if they ask for a second one, I would put a a parent.
Sometimes you have to put like three. So I'd go husband first, and then I'll do my parents, which is not do my parents.
Whoa.
Whoa. Came out wrong.
Can't wait to clip that one.
But I always felt weird about putting them down as an emergency anything or like a reference or a contact person because they don't even live here. So I was like, what are they going to do?
But they would, you know, have the wherewithal to know who else in the family they could call or close family friend or something. That's an important, I mean, it's still a good one even though they don't live near you.
Right.
I guess.
Because I heard a conversation on this podcast where a woman was saying like her husband isn't her emergency contact, her mom is, and her co-host was like, what? Like, when you get married, like, your parents stop becoming your emergency contacts. Like,
it should definitely be your spouse at that point.
Yes.
Ah.
Even before you're married.
And, I guess the other person on the podcast, like, her take was that, well, my husband is always with me. Like, what if we're both in trouble? Shouldn't I have, like, my parents as my emergency contact? They feel more like the adults.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's true because you're always with
parents
that,
know a lot
always
more.
With that person.
Yeah, I didn't really consider that.
And it does always seem like your parents would know exactly what to do.
Yes.
I know. No matter how old you get, your parents just know everything.
Yeah.
Like if somebody, way more than you do.
If I ever got the call, like, oh, you're Kate's emergency contact, what do? I'd be like, call 911. That's my emergency contact.
Call her mom.
That or call my dad. He seems to have the answer for everything. Really smart guy. He'll figure it out. Me? Why are you calling me?
Wait, that's so funny.
What am I going to do?
So I guess it's like a mixture of both then.
I think there's no way you can't have your spouse listed. Like that's, that's just always number one. But I think secondary, you always go
parents. With your parents. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right? We all agree.
Would you ever have one of your kids, Selena, once they get old enough?
Yeah.
As your emergency contact?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Probably before my parents.
Really?
Because they're actually here. They would be here. It's like, come get me or whatever.
But do you feel confident they could handle the emergency situation and know what to do?
Like, will your daughter even answer her phone?
Yeah.
No. She actually won't.
Don't know this number.
No.
That's the problem with emergency contact. Nobody's going to answer their phone.
Parents always answer.
Mine don't.
Oh.
Do yours, Graham?
If I call them, they answer. But yeah, they're not picking up random numbers. So if somebody else sees them as my emergency contact and calls them for a number they don't know, they're not going to be like, hey.
You would have to like text first to let them know that you're an emergency person from an emergency number. And I'm going to call you in about 2 minutes. So make sure to pick up. It might be blocked or whatever.
And then my parents would be like, not falling for this scam. Right. I saw about this one on Channel 7. This is how they're getting the seniors.
I saw this on Facebook. Right. This is a scam.
This is a scam.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Hi, JV Show. This is Mitchell. Speaking about talking to your boss for a raise today, I agree with that because I just got my Master Technician certification for Acura. And I'm going to walk in there today and I'm going to say I'm officially a Master Technician. It took me 10 years to get where I'm at now. And I'm grateful for all my friends and family. And I've been listening to you guys for over 15 years. And you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Aww, dude, that's so awesome.
You go in there and you demand more money. You gotta know your worth.
The horoscope earlier for our Scorpio besties was that today business ventures wide open. It should be the day that you could ask for a raise for your boss. And I hope he gets that raise. Yep. He spent 10 years dedicated to the company. He's a master tech. You give him that raise.
Or else you walk.
Or else I'll go down there and fight everybody in that
shop.
Will
you rip that person's head off?
Actually, there's probably some pretty tough guys in there.
Yeah, so you want to do a thing.
Yeah, I'll send him a strongly worded email.
We're the JV Show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, you were just asking about emergency contacts. At what point do you not have your parents on there and you maybe put your
spouse
or fiance, or do you always keep your parents?
Good morning. This is Raina from Pittsburgh. If you have an iPhone, your emergency contacts will be contacted if you get in a car accident. That happened with my sister and my niece. They were in a car accident, and my niece's emergency contacts were notified, and I was one of them. And they let me know that she was in an accident and where she was. And it calls emergency services for you, so set yours up.
Ooh, that's
set it up, you guys. Set it up.
Do you remember for a while that feature when it, I guess, first came to iPhones? Do you remember that people were having issues with it because they would be on roller coasters?
Oh, yeah.
And when it would stop, it would be calling authorities if they were in an accident.
Right.
Is there something similar for Androids?
I think Androids were the ones that invented that, but I'm not.
Okay, here we go. I'd have to fact check.
I think they had
that
first.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Olga from Morgan Hill. On iPhones, regarding the emergency contact, if you press the power button and the side button at the same time, like you're going to turn it off, it gives you the option, if you set up the emergency part, to swipe and you could see the emergency contacts, your blood type, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Have a good day. Bye.
Wow. Are we supposed to know our blood type? Do you guys know yours?
A, B, positive, negative.
You don't. Okay, good.
I must have known it at one point.
I never knew mine.
I don't know now.
I guess
I'll have to call my mom, my emergency contact.
Thank you. We have to ask our moms.
Yes.
Wait, are moms supposed to know that? I don't know my kids.
Oh,
wow.
Maybe I'll call my mom and I'll ask her if she knows about my kids.
And she'll call her emergency contact and then ask them.
All right, really quick. Did you guys see the video of the guy at the airport in Pittsburgh who was waiting for his luggage, but all of his socks and underwear came out one by one first before the rest of his stuff?
Like that came out the conveyor belt?
Yes.
Just all loose and strewn about?
Yes, one sock at a time. And then here's some underwear. And at the end, he's got everything all bunched up in his hands and he's going to customer service. Like, what happened? Here's all my underwear going out.
Like his bag exploded somewhere?
Yes.
You guys. Oh, no.
So you can see a clip of this. JV Morning Show is on our Instagram story. But I would have, just kill me then. I would have been mortified if
stuff's coming out one by one.
Are you guys the type of person where you're on vacation or on a trip? Are you doing your laundry there?
No, but I'm just not separating it.
No, same. I'm putting all my dirty stuff into like a separate bag or whatever, packing that up so when I get home, I will wash all my stuff. But if all of that started coming out one by one.
New fear unlocked, but also I wouldn't claim it as mine.
His little undies coming off the belt and dropping onto the other conveyor belt coming out one by one is that poor guy. He has to go pick him up.
Oh my gosh.
One by one.
At that point, you just say, it's a loss. It's an L. You take the L, you leave and buy new clothes.
Yeah, but you have other stuff in your bag that you want, right? So you do have to wait there as each item comes out. And you know that everybody, this luckily for him, not that much. There aren't that many people crowded around, but usually, you got 300 people all standing there watching you collect your tidy whities.
Or even if you don't claim the individual items, Jess, by the time your bag comes out and it's the one that's wide open and you have to go get that, everyone's going to know that dirty thong was yours.
Oh, gosh. New fear unlocked.
I know.
And who's coming home with clean clothes at the end of a trip? My entire bag is all dirty clothes at the end of a long trip.
Same, but you ever go to
I pack at least 4 extra outfits.
Some hotels, they'll have like a laundry room where you can go and wash, or if people stay in like an Airbnb and they're doing their laundry there. I don't do that.
Yeah, my wife did that when we went to Hawaii over the summer.
See?
We had a washer dryer in the unit and she washed all this. She's like, see how nice it is coming home with clean clothes? I went, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll just wait. I'd
rather not do laundry on vacation.
Thank you.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Can we go back to talking about the Golden Globes? And I promise this is going to be the last time. I know we're it's almost a week later and I'm still talking about it. But Nikki Glaser, if you don't know, she was the host. Hilarious. We love her here on the JV Show. Right. Well, I feel like every time she hosts an award show, she then goes on to talk to Howard Stern and she goes over a lot of the jokes that she had cut from her monologue. So she did that once again with this most recent Golden Globes. Can we run through some of them and just see what you guys think of these jokes?
Yep.
Again, these are jokes that were cut from Sunday's Golden Globes.
Tonight is a night of celebration, but we can't ignore that it's a weird time in Hollywood. People just aren't going to the theaters to see things. And if you don't believe me, there was a movie this year where Sydney Sweeney played a lesbian who just bounced around in tiny shorts for 2 hours, and it made $14.
That's good.
That's funny, yeah.
I like that one. That one got cut? That should have been included.
I think she's at a place where she doesn't want to, she wants to be funny, but she doesn't want to offend anyone or any group of people. And she touches on that at the end. I'll just say now that she said that cutting jokes in the past used to really, really bother her because she felt like, I have a joke. It's so good. The world needs to hear it. But now she's like, it's not worth really offending anybody. If you have to cut a joke, it's fine. Move on. There has to be a better one that you can find.
Right.
I guess. But who's...
I think because...
Who's that offensive to?
Because she says, like, she prepares her... Like, when it's a roast, then she knows she can do... She can go all out because people are going into it expecting to be roasted. But when you go to these award shows, people aren't showing up waiting for them to be, you know, made fun of and be roasted just in the audience. So she sometimes will get permission from them to... If she
I
mean,
I totally get that. But, like, back to that joke, like, all of it was factual.
Right.
I don't, you know
maybe,
what I mean?
Maybe not... her and Sydney Sweeney ain't that close. I don't know. Right.
Sean Penn is nominated tonight. I'm assuming for best neck veins.
Oh my God, the neck veins on that man.
Have you? You guys haven't seen one battle after another.
I haven't seen it.
Oh
no,
my God,
no.
You won't even like. If you thought you knew anything about how veiny that guy was and the neck veins,
really?
Wait until you see this movie. It'll blow your mind. It's like it's
bad.
It's just bizarre.
Oh my God.
Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, and Leonardo DiCaprio are all here tonight for the category Least Eyes. Leo, why are you always squinting? I mean, I assume it's to read your girlfriend's ID, just making sure that the year starts with a 2.
See, that's a good one. Like, I feel like she should have been able to include that one just because right. it's already like been a joke. It's not like he'd be caught off guard and like offended by it. You know?
I actually cut that one because it just like
things played out.
Yeah, it was just all right.
I like it.
Julia Roberts is nominated for After the Hunt. I don't know what it's about, but I'm assuming the hunt was to find someone who's seen it.
Oh,
that's facts.
That's
I like that
great.
One because I've never heard of that.
That's just factual. Yeah. That's funny.
Jonathan Bailey is here. Jonathan is the first openly gay man to be named the sexiest man alive by People magazine. And at first I was like, do we really need to say openly? And then I looked at a list of past winners and I was like, oh yeah, we do.
What do you guys think about her cutting that one?
Yeah, that's fine. But it's funny.
Brad Pitt is nominated for his role in F1 tonight. See, that's what I love about Hollywood. When a man turns 60, he gets to play a race car driver. Meanwhile, after 35, every role for a woman is tired mom who hates her life.
I get cutting that one. That one wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones, I do see where you're coming from. Graham should have stayed. But I get her, and I respect her wanting to be careful as to not, like, upset anyone. And
totally.
I know just that is going to upset people because people are like, it's comedy. You're supposed to say whatever you want. But I don't like
And I do like some of the ones that she did say that night. They were good.
You
like,
watched it?
Well, I watched some of the clips. She still roasted Leonardo.
Her jokes she did say were on par with some of those. So it's kind of like, I think you just got to pick and choose. And you only have so much time up there.
I know. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, in today's edition of...
Damn, nature, you scary.
We have the first California shark attack of 2026. And this one, well, it sounded scary. Well, I guess all shark attacks are scary. But bystanders that witnessed this one said the shark launched this poor guy into the air, out of the water. This happened about 150 miles north of us in Mendocino County on Tuesday morning. A surfer out in the water, when the shark attacked him, threw him into the air. The 26-year-old victim was able to get back to the shore by himself, but he suffered some large gashes on his upper leg. I mean, that's too close for comfort. Your upper leg is very close as a guy to your, I mean, in a bite. Never mind.
To your belly button?
No, not that. All right, the shark apparently swam off with half of his surfboard in its mouth, which is crazy.
Oh my God, just like the movies.
According to this report, the victim self-transported to the hospital to be treated for his injuries. Would you guys, after a harrowing shark attack incident, be able to drive yourself to the hospital?
No.
Were you just going to lay there helpless, waiting for emergency first responders?
I mean, did nobody there offer to help?
Well, I think people did call emergency first responders, but I'm guessing this was in a kind of remote area given where it happened. And he was probably like, screw this. I could get to the hospital faster than waiting around as you're watching yourself bleed from your upper thigh.
But I thought you bleed more if you're moving around. So you're, isn't
that
worse?
That's not even safe. You shouldn't be driving.
Well, he did it. And he got to the hospital, had to get a bunch of stitches again on his upper leg, expected to make a full recovery though. This attack comes less than a month after a woman was fatally attacked by a shark while swimming in the Monterey Bay. Did you guys read about that one over the break?
I heard about it. Yeah.
That was scary.
That was very scary. So everyone, be careful out there in the waters. first shark attack, and we're only, that one happened on Tuesday, 13 days into the year.
Wow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Thursday! Those Thursday vibes are, they're hitting a little bit because...
Already?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's the coffee. I don't know. But just thinking that tomorrow's Friday, and after that, the weekend.
3-day weekend.
Maybe.
MLK Day's on Monday.
It is.
It's a federal holiday.
Yeah. Yep. I think everyone has that day off.
I hope.
Why, Graham?
Well, I hope we have it off. Yeah, I hope that, everyone else that has would it
be
off
nice.
Too.
That would be yeah. nice. By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, yo. Good morning, JV Show. This is your favorite Rams fan, Abel from SJ. What's up, Graham? I need some confirmation on this bet. The game is 2 days away. Niners done. Rams in. Next round, Shuey. Jess, Selena, you guys are more than welcome to join the bet. You know what I mean? Let's get it done. You guys have a good day.
All right, you know what? I will take that bet.
You
now,
will?
This, here are the conditions. I'm not scared. Okay. Look, I'm not scared of a Shuey. I've taken several.
I'm traumatized.
I've taken several in my life. Yes, yeah, you and I are Shuey buddies. Selena, we've each taken one here on these airwaves. So he's a Rams fan. Niners and Rams not playing each other. Rams playing the Bears. Niners playing Seattle. Both teams win. No Shuey. Both teams lose. No Shuey. Rams advance. Niners don't. I Shuey. Niners advance. Rams don't.
Okay.
He Shueys. That's the bet. Done.
All right.
Done deal. I'm in for it.
It's in. It's locked in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whoa. Yeah. How can you do another one after Jess's nasty shoe?
If I can get through that,
that
I
was
can
so
survive.
Bad.
That's a good point. That was so
anything.
Bad. That shoe went through a lot. That was my gym shoe.
I ain't scared. Also, the Rams are going to lose this weekend.
But okay. Also, that my shoe wasn't as bad because my shoe was smaller. I don't know what size Abel wears.
Probably an 8.
What?
I'm joking, Abel. I am
that
joking.
Was just little Selena shoe.
He's a Rams
there.
Fan. Little it's probably, jokes. Yeah, 8, 7.5, 8. Yeah.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win the JV Show Chug Mug that we have on the line this morning. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
Yep.
I refuse to trim my... If you don't like the look of them, that's a you problem.
Ew.
But isn't that true? I mean... Doesn't affect you. Don't worry about what I
do. That, no, it's a good
don't worry
day.
About
you,
what I do.
You do. Ladies. Do you care about your wife's opinion of them, though?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that matters,
if
then.
She voiced the complaint? Yeah, I probably would, Tribble. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so make sure your guess is PG. You're going to leave that guess, like Selena said, on the TalkBack mic, which is on the free, newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. You just hit the TalkBack mic button while you are streaming Wild 94.9, and that's all it takes to record us a message. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. We want to be able to shout you out. We have to be the first correct answer of the morning to get more than a shout out and get a JV Show.
That's right. We're going to play your TalkBack next, so get them in now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right wins this JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I refuse to trim my... If you don't like the look of them, that's a you problem.
Ew, I'm mm-hmm. so grossed out. Yep. Mm-hmm. One thing, though, this is a family show, so that word is always something PG. Let's go to your guesses.
Hello, this is Ashley from Berkeley. The bleeped out word eyebrows, because I've seen some kind of wild ones.
Trim your eyebrows.
Popular guess this morning, eyebrows. I'm going in for a haircut today, and the girl that cuts my hair, she doesn't even ask. She just trims away.
She does your eyebrows?
Yep, and does not even
do
ask.
Do they
and
get kind of crazy?
And I appreciate it, because that'd be awkward for me to be like, hey, do you think you could... Take a, you know, a couple, you know, trim those wily ones right there. And she just goes for it. I appreciate
Whoa.
That.
Wow.
Yep.
I never noticed them growing like wild.
They're there. You get a couple, you know, get a couple squirrely ones.
Okay.
I don't feel like I have overly bushy ones, but that's also because she keeps them in check for me.
True. Oh.
Yep.
Morning, JV Shows. Carmen from Gilroy. I think the bleeped out word of the day is toenails. Have a good morning. Bye.
Trim your toenails.
A lot of people guessing that. I noticed mine this morning in the shower. They need a trim. They just do.
So they're just scratching your wife up all night?
Yeah. No, they're scratching Hambone up all night because Hambone sleeps in between my wife and
but
I.
But she probably likes it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Good morning. This is Nancy from Richmond. I am guessing the bleeped out word is nose hairs. All right. I hope I get my chuggy muggy.
Great guess.
I don't think I have a lot of nose hairs. I'm not a hairy nose guy.
Not
at least
yet.
I don't think so.
If you did and they were poking out of your nose, would you trim them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every now and again, you'll see one just like peeking out and you'll hit it with that little beard trimmer.
Would you ever wax it?
No.
You know, I've seen videos of like people going in with a wax stick and they just put wax all on the inside of their nostril and then yank it out.
Spoiler alert, you need those hairs on the inside of your nose. They perform a very important function, catching all the particles and germs and things that you're breathing in all day long. You need that. You need them in there. Don't wax them all out. But the ones that are hanging out the end, past end of nostril, hit those with the trimmer.
Yeah. All right, no one has gotten that word yet. If you think you know what it is, you have a guess, leave it on the talkback, Mike.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you got to leave your guess on the talkback, Mike. On the iHeart app, first person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I refuse to trim my... If you don't like the look of them, that's a you problem.
All right,
that
Let's go to the talkback, see if anybody got it right. Just remember, this is a family show, people.
Morning, JV Show. Elizabeth from San Jose. My guess is hedges. Don't trim your hedges. You do trim your hedges. Anyways, have a good day, guys.
That's a good guess.
Hedges, one of the most popular guesses this morning. You guys ever trimmed a hedge before?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Esme from Pittsburgh, and I think the bleep out word is armpit. Thank you.
Wait, that's a good guess. Do you do that?
Great guess. Yes, I think I've talked to this before. I'm a large proponent of guys trimming the pit hair. I do that, and
How long will it get? If you don't trim it?
I don't know. I've never fully let it go. I feel like it would get to a point and stop. Like, it's not going to go all the way down to your knees someday. But I think whatever point it is at, I think, cut about half of it off, guys. Get about...
Interesting.
You don't need to go... You don't need to shave it clean, but just, clean it up a bit.
Yeah, I think after we had this conversation on the air, I asked Ruben, and he said he trims it, too.
I think you should. I bet... Selena, does your man?
Not that I know of.
Because, nothing... sorry, guys. It kind of... Whatever. You're at the pool, and a guy puts his arms down on his side, and the hair is still poking out forward.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
That grosses me out a little bit. So let's just, clean it up just a little bit.
Hi, this is Nye from
Missouri.
And we think the word is back hairs.
Back hairs.
I don't have any, so nothing to trim.
That shocks me.
Nothing to trim back there. Why does that shock you?
I don't know why. You just look like someone who would.
Yeah, I mean, on the air, you paint me as some sort of a Yeti, but I have Bigfoot, but I'm actually not. I have some.
It's just shocking.
I have chest hair because I'm a man, Selena, but I don't have any back hair.
Okay.
Maybe, there could be a stray hair or two, but I don't have back hair.
Okay. Got it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ruby from South San Francisco. My guess for the bleeped out word is trees. Have a good day.
There it is.
That's the
trees.
Word.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I refuse to trim my trees. If you don't like the look of them, that's a you problem. I'm currently in a beef with PG&E over trimming my trees.
Really?
Well, every year they come out. I have some couple trees on our property that are right next to a power line, and I get it. It's a safety thing. But every year they come out and just completely hack the tree down to the most ridiculous looking thing ever. And dude, it's nowhere near the power lines at all. I mean, we're talking about 15, 20 feet away. And every year they come out and tag the same trees again. And I just got the voicemail, hey, we need to get on there, and trim those trees. And I can see they put these big red ribbons on them. And I'm out there looking, I'm like, the thing hasn't grown back from the last year when you hacked it down to nothing. What are you going to do? I don't get it. Knock it off.
Wow.
It looks ridiculous, by the way. I wish they could shape the tree and so they cut it into a giant L. It's is this big... it's got a hard angle on it where part of the tree is there and the other part completely missing.
Do you think
missing.
They would leave you
stupid.
Alone, if you trim beat it. Them to the punch
right.
and, trimmed it, but, in a shape that you wanted, a cute little heart for Valentine's Day or
Aww.
Something?
Adorbs.
That'd be so cute.
A heart for Valentine's
yeah.
Day. Selena, I don't have, it's a top of a tree. I don't have, a bucket truck to get up there with my, I don't have,
Dang it.
You have a ladder.
I do, but I still don't have the ability to get up there to those teensy, tiny little top branches up there and start clipping away, nor do I have the time to do it. But either way, we're in a beef, and they they want me to grant them access to come in, and I'm like, not going to do it. You're going to destroy my tree again. It's already been done.
Go
All right, let's give some shout-outs.
Woo!
First, Ruby and She say South San Francisco or San Francisco?
South San Francisco.
What's up? Ruby, what's up? Brand new JV show, Chug Mug, coming her way. She had the correct answer, trees. She said it first, so she gets a Chug Mug. Simple as that. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Owen and Jessica and Gilroy had it. So did our buddy Mylene in Danville. What's up, Mylene? What's up? Melissa in Redwood City had it. So did our buddy Jim in Hayward. Leo in San Jose. He's always coming with the correct answer. He had it as well. Julie in Bay Point had it. Van in Milpitas. What's up, Van? Kat in Walnut Creek had it. So did Stephanie in San Jose. And Jessica, anybody I'm missing that squeaked in on last
I think just
minute?
Isaac yes. from San Lorenzo.
Isaac, what's up? Isaac, you already know. Isaac. Correct answer,
it.
But not as fast mm-hmm. as our buddy Ruby. Yep. South San Francisco. Nice work, Ruby.
Thank you, everybody, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Jess and Angelo?
Yes, it is.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. How are you guys?
We are great. Thank you so much. All right, so you guys are going to be playing the JV Show's Yep Nope game. No pressure or anything.
Yeah, it's okay. Pretty easy unless you totally screw
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, unless you're super nervous. People say that makes it really difficult for them. Are you nervous?
Yeah. I am, yes.
Oh, you got
that's
this.
That's not good. Yeah, you'll do fine. Unless they don't.
Unless you
stop.
Don't.
Stop! They're gonna do great. And if you win, you're going to get these tickets for Steve Aoki.
But if they don't, the rest of the Bay Area is going to be like, oh my God, did you hear Jess and Angela this morning?
Stop.
They didn't know anything.
We're just messing with you. But are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, here's how it works. Going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours. Here we go with question number one. Mung, navy, and kidney are all different varieties of what? Mung, navy, kidney.
Beans?
Yep.
Easy peasy.
That would be beans. All right, question number two. How many pieces of bun are there in a McDonald's Big Mac?
Three?
Yep.
Yeah. Look at you guys.
My daughter was looking over my shoulder when I was writing that question, and she's like, that's easy. Even I know that. It's two. And I'm like, don't forget about that pesky middle bun. That's the best one.
Here we go with question number three. Which of these carries oxygen-rich blood away from the heart? Is it arteries or veins?
I didn't know there was a difference.
I'm going to say artery.
Yep.
Yes!
You got it. That's the one. Veins bring the deoxygenated blood back to your heart and lungs. All right, question number four. You guys don't even need this one. They actually have already won the game. Nice job, you guys. But question four, just for fun. The White Sox are a Major League Baseball team that play their home games in what city?
Chicago.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Easy. For what?
They showed you guys because you guys didn't believe in them.
I told you that they were going to dominate.
In them. I knew they could do
unless
it.
Unless they didn't.
Yeah. Which is always a chance of that.
Right.
But you did. And now you're going to be checking out Steve Aoki February 20th at the Pilgrim Civic Auditorium. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You are very welcome. All right, Jess and Angelo, hang on for that winning Grammy. Let's get to our shout out.
All right, moms in my DMs. I got one here. It says, please shout out my son, President Jaden, on his 14th birthday. I'm blessed to watch you grow into the young man you're becoming. Excited for your future. Love you always, XOXO, Jacob and Ma. President Jaden, happy 14th birthday.
Who gives a fart?
What do you think he's the president of, Selena?
His class, maybe?
Maybe the chess club. All right, another one here. Hey, Graham, could you please give a shout out to our Casey girl? She's turning 8 years old on Saturday, but please read this on the 15th. Okay, that's today. Mom, Dad, and her brother Ethan want her to know how much we love her and hope she has the best day ever. We'll listen to you guys every single morning for trivia. Thanks for always making us laugh. Yes, happy early 8th birthday to Casey girl.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Go Niners. I just want to give a big shout out to my son, Anthony. He turns 11 today. Happy birthday, Poppy, from your stepdad and your sisters and little brother. We love you. And that's from Martha in Newark. Yes. Happy birthday, Anthony.
Who gives a fart?
And one final one. Morning, Graham. I'd love to give a shout out to our girl, Cassidy Cole. Love the name, by the way, Cassidy.
Oh, God.
Great, fantastic name.
That is Graham's middle name.
Yes, it is. Cass, happy, happy, happy 10th birthday. You are sassy and sharp, spunky and bright, thoughtful, caring, and completely unstoppable. Our wrestling warrior babe and the spark of our family. We love watching you grow. Dream big, and we are so excited to celebrate you. We love you so much. Cassie Coco Bear.
Aww, oh, that's
see?
So
don't
cute.
Don't you love the name
yeah,
Cassidy now? Because you
do.
Could be Cassie Coco Bear. Love Mom, Dad, Zay Zay, and Cody. Yes. Happy, happy birthday,
happy
Cassidy
birthday.
Colbo. One thing to remember about all birthdays involving someone named Cassidy.
Yes.
Who gives a
That's
fart?
That's a good point. Great point there, Graham.
Mm-hmm. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, people. We finally have a release date for Euphoria Season 3. It's been a few years. We know the cast has been busy filming, and finally, we have a date to write down to remember. April 12th is when we'll get season 3 on HBO. Now, they also put out a trailer for the season yesterday. You can check it out on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. This season going to be a little different than the last ones because, if you don't already know this, there has been a significant time jump in the show between season 2 and 3. So now the cast is out of high school.
Okay.
And in this teaser, we catch a little glimpse of what their lives are like now. There's a lot of talk about Sydney Sweeney's character, what she's been up to after high school, because apparently she is like an OnlyFans creator or something like that. So in the teaser, you see her like on a bed making content and her fiance or husband on the show walks in, and there's another scene where she's like shaking her booty in front of the camera, and everybody's talking about that. So,
wow, this is a big change.
Yeah,
from the earlier season.
Have you guys both watched season 1 and season 2? I have not.
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay. I watched the whole thing, but it was so long ago that I don't remember most of it.
Does
anymore.
This seem like a natural character progression for her to become an OnlyFans model post high school?
I mean, all I remember character. About Cassie, this is Sydney's character. I know I've only watched a few episodes, but she was like party girl.
Yeah. Party girl, stole her best friend's. Or, like, dated her best friend's man. Like,
Spoiler alert.
Hey,
jeez, I haven't seen it yet.
That was, like, 7 years ago or whatever.
Also, fair point. Also, but I still haven't seen it.
The Biebers are feuding with a TikToker, you guys. So this young woman's name, her name is Julie Theus. You probably haven't seen what she posted online. I'm going to play a clip from her video that has gone viral. But just keep in mind, the Biebers, they've sent over a cease and desist letter after all the views and comments and shares and likes and reposts and everything that this video was getting. So here's what she said about Justin Bieber and Hailey's relationship. And by the way, there were rumors that Hailey had reposted this video herself.
Right.
But that turned out to be false. But listen to this.
Most long-term relationships that we romanticize and congratulate only work because the woman is a tolerant codependent. And when I say tolerant, I mean she tolerates mediocrity, abuse, doing the majority of domestic and emotional labor in exchange for being in a relationship. There is no better example than Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. People wonder how this relationship is still lasting. It is because Hailey is a tolerant, codependent woman. Hailey will never leave Justin. She is a stayer. I know some of y'all love Justin. Justin is an addict. You cannot be a good partner or an equal partner when you are in addiction. And in my opinion, an addictive partner is always an abusive partner. The disease of addiction is too selfish for you to be anything else.
Look,
it's so...
I totally agree. I don't disagree with anything she said.
Yeah.
But I guess you can't say that about a certain couple, especially one like the Biebers. Exactly. So they fight off.
I mean,
because it's defamation?
It's your opinion.
That's what she's saying. Well, they fired off a cease and desist letter claiming that she posted outrageous, false, fabricated, and defamatory statements online about their relationship dynamic. She's saying, hello, clearly this is opinion-based commentary about relationship dynamics. Why can't I just speak what I think? I think it's fine to do if you're not bringing like specific people into it. Otherwise, it is defamation, isn't it?
What are you talking about? I mean, how many times have I made a joke about Bieber out, you know, smoking and riding dirt bikes rather than caring for his newborn kid? I don't know how old that kid is now, but you know, that was all the things that he was posting at the time. You would think he'd be like bonding with his kid, whether or not that's true or not, but I at least make that I'm allowed to make that judgment based on the things that he posts and like all the weird stuff that he was posting. It just seemed like he did have an addiction problem. Maybe he still does. I don't know. It's conjecture, but am I not allowed to say that? I think countless people have said stuff like that. And
yeah, but when it gets enough traction, I think they're allowed to be like, actually, you can't say those things about me. Justin didn't hear what you said, Graham. He saw her video.
I get it. I don't know.
I mean, spin it. Like, if somebody was saying those things about us, I'd be like, you don't even know me. Right. Like, yeah, you can have an opinion, but you can't just be like...
spreading lies.
Yeah.
I agree. But then you could refute those claims. I don't know. It's like, it's easy when people have a lot of money and lawyers that are on their team and on their payroll around the clock to just be like, can you go handle this?
And again, I'm agreeing with what she said because it does seem that way. But right. I also get Justin like, hey, like, I don't even know you. You can't just be speaking on me like that.
Right. I think because I know you said that it was disputed that she had reposted that on her TikTok.
Yeah.
I kept seeing people saying that in other countries, you could still see the repost on her page. It was weird because a lot of people were saying, like, maybe she's upset now because they caught her reposting it. And because you can't see that video because there's restrictions, you can't see that video in the U.S., she can't unrepost it now, if that makes sense.
You lost me? I'm not going to lie, but... That'd be interesting.
And who, because I missed it, I was working on something else. Who is the person? She's just a random TikToker?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I think it would be defamation if it was like somebody who had worked for the family, a nanny, a chef, someone that has knowledge of the family that has credibility. This is a random person giving their random opinion. If somebody that knew them and could potentially have firsthand information is then spreading lies about you, yes, you get to sue them because you were in my household, you witnessed, you're saying you witnessed all the stuff that isn't actually true. Right. Then I think you can sue. If you're just a random person online that want to post your opinion about something, post that. Isn't that all what all of social media is?
Yeah, but I mean, where do you draw the line? Because we hear about bloggers, random person that didn't work for the family, didn't know this person. They get sued all the time.
I just wonder how far those cases go. Like, I wonder if they...
I mean, they've gone to court with Cardi B and with Megan Thee Stallion.
I wonder if a judge... I don't know.
I think that's why a lot of
those out. The Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion ones are just totally random bloggers that write stuff? Or did they have some actual piece of info? I just think there's two distinctions. There should be a distinction there.
Right.
Anyone's allowed to write an opinion piece. It's their opinion about whatever they want.
And that's why a lot of the influencers that do, like, tea pages like that, they strictly claim, like, I just want to give a warning, this is my opinion.
Right.
This is all alleged, like, this isn't this to save their butt.
Graham, hang on to what you wanted to talk about. Okay. What was it again?
The president flipping off a guy in the
cliff. Okay, let's do that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, going back to what we were just discussing, if you missed it, the Biebers are feuding with a TikToker claiming that she made some false defamatory statements on her TikTok. She was claiming that Hailey is a victim of an abusive relationship, saying that Bieber is an addict and there's just no way you can't be, you know, an abuser if you suffer from addiction in that relationship dynamic. But Hailey is a stayer and she's going to stay. And so that's what their relationship is like. So the Biebers fired off a cease and desist letter. Graham, you don't really seem to think it's defamation because it is her just sharing her opinion.
Right.
So where is that line drawn, I guess, is what we're wondering. Can we get a lawyer on the line, by the way?
Big Al?
No, Attorney Elliot from the Accident Guys.
Oh, I love him.
I know you do.
Oh, heartthrob.
Hey, guys, it's Pam from Martinez. Regarding the defamation issue and Justin Bieber. So if you're a public figure, in order to make a case for defamation, there's an additional element for public figures, and I'm driving, so I can't look up the exact elements, but I think you have to have malice. Okay, that's all. Have a great day, and go Niners!
Woo! Go so, Niners!
Go okay. Niners. So malice would mean that her intention there is to hurt their character, maybe, right. And maybe hurt their businesses or their ability to sell tickets or makeup or whatever it may be. I don't think that's... I think it's just a commentary on what happens when you have a partner in a relationship that does have an addiction, because it makes them, like she was saying in that, I mean, I don't know, she laid it out very clearly in my mind that that's probably the dynamic in a lot of relationships like that. And they fired off their cease and desist letter or whatever. Again, that's just something all celebrity lawyers do. I'm sure they fire them off.
They do it for everything.
They probably fire them off almost daily, to be honest with you, to anybody that's doing anything. Does that actually mean they have some legal precedent to sue you or whatever? Not necessarily.
No, it could I think be it's just a move to delete the videos. That's what they're wanting. Just take the video down.
And it's just to try to, mostly it's when
it's
you
an
have
intimidation
a high, it's
tactic.
Intimidation from a high, you know, powered attorney.
I'd be intimidated if the Biebers fired off a cease and desist.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Me.
I probably would.
I'd be
it's
scared.
Like, and it's mostly telling you if you continue to do this or, yeah, don't take down the video, then we will take legal action. You're like, oh my God, I don't want to be sued. I'll take it down.
What does happen if they take legal action and you don't have any money?
See,
you have
that's
to
how,
give them one of your kids.
That's yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, lawsuits and things getting dragged out in court just absolutely bankrupt people because they are such expensive, you know, it's expensive to fight against high-powered, expensive attorneys. And it's really hard to do. If you don't, that's the problem. That's one of the many problems with the American judicial system.
Yeah. All right. Next order of business.
Okay.
What is the obsession with 2016?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, I'm seeing it everywhere.
2026 is the new 2016 is basically what the trend is. Now, I don't think that people are grasping the concept of what the trend actually is.
Please explain. Please enlighten us, Jess. I am so confused.
Well, you probably saw... In particular, yesterday, I don't know why yesterday seemed like the day that everybody wanted to post their pictures from 2016.
Everybody jumped on the trend.
Yes, I was saying that.
Right. But I don't think that's what the trend was intended to be. If 2026 is the new 2016, then we're just bringing back the aesthetics from then and implementing them now. We're not just reminiscing and posting our pictures from 2016.
We don't care what you were doing in 2016 or what you look like in 2016. The idea, at least the intent that I got, was that people were feeling nostalgic for 2016.
Nostalgia alert.
That's what I thought.
So it's
not so much of like a throwback to 2016. Everyone posts your selfies.
No.
Before your nose job.
Nobody
and
gives a fuck about that.
And eyelash extensions. And that's just me. I'm talking,
are you talking
about myself.
About yourself?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that why you don't want? Because a minute ago, I was like, should we each post a picture from 2016? And
Celia
was like, no, I don't think I even have any. I don't. I don't think those even exist. I've gone through so many different phones since then. I don't. Mine doesn't even scroll back that far. And I was like, it doesn't. Like, I have like 10,000 pictures from 2016.
Right.
Well, I actually don't have any pictures from 2016.
Sure.
I literally don't.
Sure,
look,
you don't.
I used to have an Android before my iPhone, and that was, I got my iPhone 2017, end of 2016.
Right, the year
I
after.
Swear,
yeah,
yes.
How convenient.
Hey, it's just the truth. It's just facts.
Right.
What?
But yeah, it's more of the aesthetic of it.
So what are the aesthetics that people want back
the
in 2026
of it.
Then?
I feel like some of the aesthetics are the very like glam makeup with the sparkly cut crease, the green army jackets, the dark lipstick, like, you know, that in terms of like the makeup and the fashion. And then also on social media, you know how people would post pictures of just like what you were up to and you wouldn't really care about curating this crazy, like posed, you know, pictures and all of this, like more of that, like more of being more in the moment, I guess. People are really craving that.
I just don't really feel like things have changed that much since 2016. It's a little too recent. Like, if everyone was like 2006, like, then we'd really have said, you know, like, wow, the world has changed since 2006. 2016, to me, feels like it was yesterday.
It does.
I still have, I have the same haircut. I look the exact same in 2016, according to these pictures that I just scrolled back to look at. Maybe a little less gray hair. I mean...
Yeah, I don't feel like enough has changed. I mean, when you're bringing up, like, the makeup and things like that, like, I feel like chokers were really big in 2016. People aren't really wearing that so much anymore.
Chokers had that big of a moment?
They did.
I don't remember that.
Like, ripped jeans.
Oh, did they stop wearing them?
A bunch of the things you fired off, people are all still doing.
You.
Green army jackets, I thought about wearing mine today. I was like, you know what I haven't worn in a while? It was this camo jacket I got. Like, I guess we don't do that. And my choker, of course.
But it was
decided
also,
against that.
I feel like during 2016, like festival culture, like that Coachella aesthetic, the bohemian look, like that was also like very big. I don't know, but
has that stopped though?
Exactly.
It's
this
changed.
Is all
it's
the stuff.
Changed. It's very different now.
You can say the word aesthetic as many times as you want, but it's all still the same.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
that
how
different.
I feel.
Or bomber jackets. I guess those are still dang, I guess we still have everything from
exactly. That's why I don't that's why we're having trouble wrapping our heads around this trend.
Oh, the mannequin challenge, people are bringing that back.
Oh God. They are?
Yeah,
we should. Wait, I've actually always wanted to do that.
Me too.
But I missed that window back in 2016.
But now's your chance. You can do it again.
I think you missed it again.
Dang it. Just can't win over here.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grammy.
Yep.
Were you going to mention the Verizon outage inside today's Hottest Trending?
I thought about it, but also, you know, who gives a fart?
Oh, my God. I felt bad yesterday for anyone who has Verizon not being able to use their phone for hours. Know that they're only giving a $20 credit.
Now, I have Verizon. Was it affecting people in the Bay Area? I was reading a lot of East Coast stuff, but I don't know if that was something that struck the Bay Area or not, but it did not strike me. My phone was alive and kicking.
I don't have Verizon, so I was just like, ha ha, sucks for you guys.
No wonder I saw a video of someone on TikTok saying they printed out their directions because their GPS on the phone wasn't working.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. How do you live? Oh, my God, it's like you're going back to 2016.
Yeah.
Right.
Or whenever. I think we had GPS in 2016.
Yeah, a lot farther back than that.
But we were just talking about this new 2016 trend. I was like, what is everybody's obsession with that year?
Hey, JV Show. I just wanted to weigh in about the 2026 is the new 2016 trend. I think it's because, you know, I'm only 24, and I think it's because when I was in 2016, you know, I was a younger teenager, so I couldn't go to the club. I couldn't do, like, the things that were actually trendy by 21-up people. So it's like, okay, now I can finally live the life that I saw growing up. So, yeah.
Ah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm only 26 and a half now, and when I was in my earlier 20s, I wasn't like, man, if I'm not good at math here, but I wasn't like, man, if only it could be, like, 2002 all over again, so I can live that year.
And also,
does,
like,
that make sense?
There's a lot of people in our building that are much older that are posting about 2016, and they don't have that same, you know, they were plenty old in 2016.
But again,
they were currently living the life that they're living now. You know what I mean?
But again, they're not doing the trend correctly because they're just reminiscing.
Got it.
Who's driving a white 95 Jetta in 2016? Let's bring that back.
Who was driving a white Jetta? She's a 95.
Whoa. Wait, white, I think Jetta, my brother back in the day had a 95 Jetta.
What? Everyone was driving 95 Jettas and you want that back?
Well, I don't know about the 95, but there were a lot of white Jettas there for a while. Amongst you ladies,
maybe
very popular.
I was too busy being pregnant in 2016, but I don't know what you're talking about, Jess. Army jackets, things like that. Like, that just feels like those have always been kind of there. Like, it wasn't specific to 2016. And chokers, things like that, were, like, around before and around after. I'm very confused by this entire thing.
I feel like all those things did have a major moment.
They did. And it was almost like all of them together where it was like, it was a specific type of army green jacket, though. It wasn't just like the army print, but it was a
camo.
Yeah, it was, right. It wasn't necessarily like an army jacket, but it was like the green with the striped black shirt, with the choker, with the ripped jeans.
I'm going to wear all that tomorrow.
Okay, I have all that
stuff. I can't wait.
Hi, JV Show. This is Olivia. I am talking about the 2016 thing. I had graduated high school in 2016 and then was going into college, and it was just a time. The music, like Fetty Wap, Drake, that song Broccoli. But yeah, and in the fashion, it was high glam. There's nothing clean about our makeup, no blush. It was just a good time. So yeah, thanks, bye.
Okay, I get it. So it is what you're saying. It's more of the aesthetic and bringing
style,
those trends back, not like, let's post a throwback from 2016.
I didn't find the music to be that great in 2016.
It just
I'm only 28
like,
and a half, but when I went to college, there was some real good music coming out right there. That's all right.
When did you go to college?
Well, just a couple years before that.
Yeah.
I'm 28 and a half. I'm scrolling back through my 2016, you know, photo album. There was a lot of 2016 was like a good, I feel like it was a pretty good year. I'm getting very, you know what? I'm in my, you know, very nostalgic here.
Nostalgia alert.
What was the look? What looks were you serving, Graham?
Well, I look exactly the same. Same haircut and same everything. Here's a little sonogram picture because Kate was pregnant in very end of 2016. It's a sad sonogram picture because it shows two little babies in there. My wife, we were pregnant with
That's
twins.
Right.
And we lost one of them. My son, Ford, did survive. And so that was kind of a... Well, it's a little, I'm in my feels over here now looking back at 2016.
Why would you make us all sad right now?
Well, I'm just looking at 2016 pictures. It was a very eventful year. A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, it just feels like it was kind of like our last good year. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, there you go. Next, we are actually going to kick off our meeting in the ladies' room. I want to know, we're all We're all in relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Not together on the JV show. Separate relationships, separate marriages. And Jess, you're engaged to someone not on the show. But if you were single, is this type of singles event something you would go to? And we'll discuss it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks for hanging out with us. It is time for...
Where's my jewelry?
Okay, would you guys be down for this? Now, we are all in a relationship.
Right.
Not together. Okay, Graham and I are married. Again, not together. Jess, you're engaged. Mm-hmm. But if you were single, would you be down for this? Like a literal blind dating event. I guess whoever's putting these events on, and I've only seen them on the East Coast. You know, I saw these on social media. But they're taking inspiration from Love is Blind on Netflix. So you go into this event, and they blindfold you. So you can't see what the person looks like that you are talking to, and then you only take your blindfold off once you've established a connection with that person.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, hand me the shotgun.
Call me shallow.
Will you even try it?
Nope.
The thing is one, I don't want to be blindfolded, thanks.
It would destroy your makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, I want to see the person. I want to see their mannerisms. I want to see... I want to see them.
Again, call me shallow, but I feel like the percentage of people that go to an event like this are not good looking because they're hoping that you're going to fall in love with them.
But it could be the opposite because people that are really good looking, a lot of times they complain about only dating people who only care about them for their looks.
That's been a story my entire life.
Something deeper.
Yes, I understand. I definitely can relate to that. But I don't know. I don't know that I would go to any sort of dating event. Let's put it that way, a speed dating one.
But I feel
or whatever,
like for funsies, if like you, if like me, if like my friends, if I had any, were like, hey, this might be fun as like a girl group. Let's go like do this. Like I think it'd be fun.
Now, I mean, it's not like
swipe away.
It's not like on the show where you have to marry them at the end. So I guess
you have to talk to them after. But how devastated would you be? Like we go in there thinking that we're the good looking ones, but then what if they don't want to talk to you after?
Yeah, they're like, they take the blindfold off and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I was expecting something different. I think from a social experiment standpoint, I mean, the reason that people love watching Love is Blind is because it is very interesting to see who connects there and just making a connection based on essentially the sound of their voice and their personality. Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting to see at the end, just from strictly a social experiment standpoint, like who you ended up. You know, who were your favorites that you had the best connection with? And then to see them at the end, it would be like getting a whole season of Love is Blind in one night.
Yeah. See, doesn't that sound like
fun? So maybe
like
I'm back in. That was kind of interesting.
I'm in. I think I would try it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're committed at the end. So I would try it. I would give it a try.
I mean, I understand why people would rather just swipe because it's a lot simpler and you don't actually have to go somewhere and put on a blindfold and go through all that whole thing. But...
Yeah, but even with the swiping, you're passing up on so many good people just based on their looks, and you don't really even know what they're like.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you this, though. Let's say you do this blind dating experiment, and then at the end, you're like, wow, I really like this person. You still haven't seen them yet. Once you see them, you kind of have to go on a date with them afterwards, right?
You kind of don't have to do anything you don't want to. You could be nice and be like, okay, here's my...
I don't like your looks?
No, you don't say that, but you have to act like you're interested. You give them like your Instagram or your phone number, then you just block them.
Oh, that's so sad.
But to Jess's point, the other person would be absolutely crushed and vice versa. Selena, let's just say you are really into somebody and the second they
see you, I'd be devastated.
Person's like, actually, here, I'm just going to give you my Instagram handle, and then they block you afterwards. You would be absolutely...
I would. Yeah. But I don't feel like you should be obligated to, like, hang out with... Like, that. I feel like that kind of counts as your date. Like, you met, and then if you're feeling that person, you set up, like, another date. Or if you're not, you just pretend you were
feeling that person until you saw them. So there is an extra level of obligation that you almost have to go out with them. And then on that next one, you're just like... I just can't stand you. Like, you're totally different than you were in the pods. I mean, at the dating experience thing, you're just, like, way different. And I don't think our personalities are a fit. I'm going to block you now and leave.
Or you just wear a blindfold to all of your dates.
Or there's that. Very dimly lit restaurants.
Next
very
thing
dark
you know,
places.
You're blindfolded at the altar, and you're like, how did I get this far?
Uh-huh. It could happen. I could see it playing
and
out.
And for that, I'm back out.
Yeah.
No, I'm still in. It still sounds fun. Grammy?
I wanted to throw this into the ladies' room because I saw... there's been a few notable quotes coming out from Jennifer Lawrence's current press tour. And one of the things that she said is when...
She hates dogs.
Well, we talked about that earlier. One of the things she said was that when they are filming adult scenes, the steamy scenes, she says she prefers that it is a stranger, total stranger being the co-star that she's filming with, rather than somebody she knows or has any sort of a friendship with. She says it's way less awkward and the chemistry ends up being better and it's just overall better. Which would you ladies prefer? Let's say you had to shoot a steamy scene, which I'm assuming is already a very uncomfortable situation, as there are a bunch of people standing around on set and cameramen and all sorts of people are looking. Would you rather it be with somebody that you knew and could sort of joke around with about because you had some sort of friendship with them? Or would you rather it be a complete stranger?
Stranger.
Stranger for me too.
Why?
Because if you already have a relationship with this person, with a person, and they're your friend, they're still going to continue being your friend after the scene. And now they've seen you.
Yeah.
All of you.
And I don't want to pretend to do that with a friend. That's like Graham. Like,
that's so awkward.
Like, would you rather do a steamy scene with like me or Jess or like somebody that you don't know?
That's a good point. Stranger. Immediately stranger.
Thank you. Because we already have this like friendship and like we don't see each other in that light. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
So give me a stranger.
Now I see her point. When you first read the headline from her quote, you're kind of like, whoa, that's kind of weird. But now I am totally in line with you. The one thing I wanted to, that made me think of it, made me think about this was, again, my wife's making me watch the show Nobody Wants This.
Right.
Okay. Now, Kristen Bell's character has fallen in love with Adrian Brody. Is that his real name? Okay. Anyways, and they have all these scenes and they're kissing and whatever. They're friends in real life, close friends, and their partners are friends with each other too. It's basically like his, Adrian Brody's wife is also
definitely
in this.
Definitely not Adrian Brody.
Okay, whatever his name is. I don't know.
Okay.
Adam Brody. It's a Brody, right? I don't know.
Hold on. No, as furiously, it is Adam Brody. Okay.
Yeah. Adam Brody.
Adrian Brody's
sorry.
52 years old.
Right. A name, Brody. I was damn close. All right. They're friends, like close friends in real life. And they're having to do all these like steamy scenes together and making out and pretending like they're a couple. And meanwhile, Adam Brody's wife is also in the show and she's making out with she's together with somebody else in the show. You know what I mean? It's like,
that is weird.
The whole thing, every time you watch it, I can't get that out of my mind that these people are like all in relationships and married, one. And then the fact that they're then hooking up with their friend on screen. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know that I could do that.
That's the entire premise of this show, which is like fascinating to me.
Okay, if it was your spouse who was in that situation, had to record a love scene with somebody, would you rather it be a friend or a stranger?
Stranger.
Stranger too.
Yeah.
Because there's no connection there.
So you have to watch the show with the knowledge that they are close, close friends. And
is this the show that has, where one of the characters has Keith Urban hair and it's really creepy?
No, that's Emily in Paris.
Oh, okay. God, I got to catch up.
Loving
on my
the
shows.
New season of Emily in Paris, by the way.
I mean, I binged that the second it came out. Don't tell anybody that. Take that out of the podcast.
Okay, yeah. No one's listening either, Graham.
Thank
so
you.
I think you're good.
I thought it was a safe space in the ladies.
It is. No, it totally is.
Okay. Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen the Nike Skims Rift?
No.
These are the new shoes that Jess launched yesterday.
Skims shoes? So, are they meant to make my ankles look thinner?
No, they don't go up to your ankles, but they have an interesting look to them. You can check them out on our Instagram story. Just go to JV Morning Show. I mean, Skims and Nike collabing is nothing new. They've done this in the past, but this is their first ever shoe. Kim was actually out seen wearing these earlier this week. She had the black ones on. Now when I say these are interesting, it's because they're like the tabby style where the big toe is separated from the rest of the toes, giving it a camel kind of look.
Got it.
I don't like them.
Who would pay $150 for this?
Well, we've also seen a million things like this and we're like, who would pay anything for whatever said fashion item that's super expensive?
God,
and then
and
people
so
show up
ugly
wearing
I'm
it.
Sorry, so ugly.
Oh, these are terrible.
I know, please go check this out.
They would look so much better if they just weren't split down the middle.
I know. Why do they do that?
Some of these, a lot of these listed online, $225 on some of these sites.
That's crazy. By the way, I misspoke. Yesterday was just the unveiling. The shoe officially launches, and you can buy it on the 26th of this month.
Okay.
There.
And just in case. Just in case you do want that.
I hate them.
Meghan Markle's crazy demands if she goes back to the UK. So did you guys know that Prince Harry, he's been fighting to get his security protections reinstated
in
the UK?
That.
And supposedly, they're very confident that he will get his royal security back. If you don't know, these rights were stripped from him when he and Meghan left the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So people are very confident he is going to get all of this back, which would be great for him because he's planning on going back to the UK this summer for the one-year countdown event. Looking forward to his 2027 Invictus Games. And apparently Meghan wants to go with him, but she will only go if she has all this security provided to them, right? A source is saying, on top of that, she has a list of demands that have to be met before she ever goes back to the UK. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Yes.
So when she goes back there this summer for this event, she wants 4 floors of the Hyatt Hotel completely shut down just for her.
Wow.
Extra security outside.
4 floors.
4 floors.
That's a lot.
Anyone who has any interaction with her has to call her Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex. No exceptions.
I thought she wasn't that. Didn't they get stripped of all their titles?
They did, but she's been making people call her that, even here.
That's annoying.
It's on her show. She needs 24/7 drivers, a fleet of luxury vehicles, a police escort that will escort her straight from the airport to the hotel and anywhere else that she goes. When she's at the games or at this event, bulletproof glass is a must just in case, not taking any chances, and armed security everywhere she goes. Plus, she's going to be flying out her own chef, assistant, and hair and makeup team.
Must be nice.
And rooms for all of her PR
this
staff.
Is why having royalty in 2026 is the stupidest thing of all time. So stupid.
That's a little over the top. I mean, everyone has to agree.
Yes. And if you want a bunch of those things, pay for them yourself.
Right. Good point,
Don't
Grammy.
Demand that somebody else pays
her,
for
her
it.
Projects aren't doing very well.
That's right. She can't afford to.
Well, maybe she sells a couple 100,000 more jars of her jam.
Yeah.
Then maybe she can.
The joms.
Yeah, the jam.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the Bay Area rattled by an earthquake this morning. The San Jose area, 3.1 magnitude that struck a few minutes before 7 a.m. So now we turn to our very own Selena, who's immune to feeling earthquakes. Did Selena feel it?
No.
God, Selena.
Did you guys feel it? We were all in the same room.
Oh, my chair was wiggling all over the place.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Well, I was rocking around in my chair, so it could have just been that. But anyways, yeah, no damage obviously reported from this one. Not too big. All right, if you missed it, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, the commander-in-chief, he flipped a guy off this week and appeared to mouth numerous obscenities at him as well. Stay classy, San Diego. Yeah. This happened on Tuesday while the president was visiting a Ford factory in Michigan. One of the factory workers shouted at the president, we'll just say something related to the Jeffrey Epstein case, and the president promptly flipped him off and then mouthed F-U a few times. Well, that man, who has been identified as TJ Sabula, he was subsequently suspended from his job with Ford without pay, and almost immediately following that news, a couple of GoFundMes were opened on his behalf, and holy donation floodgates were open. The donations came flooding in, you guys. One of those collected $480,000 so far.
Whoa.
The second one has raised a little over $330,000.
Wow.
Both those GoFundMes have since been put, like, paused. And it appears by TJ himself. They each have messages saying that they made him the beneficiary of them. And, like, so they've been in contact with him about it. And a note on the page urges people to, quote, look for other causes and organizations to support. We appreciate every single donation, comment, share, and sign of support. So I don't know if he was like, okay, that's enough money, or because it wasn't the platform that stepped in and was like, you need to pause
this. Yeah, it was probably him.
That was fair game. That's a
This gives me an idea on how to get some money.
That's a lot of donations. By my math, that's $810,000 that came his way. And we're talking about, again, a little over 24-hour period. Like, this is a pretty small window of time.
That is crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess it would be kind of weird. Like, I would feel, like, not deserving of that money. Like, if, you know, you'd have to, like, give it away to somebody.
We make a donation with some of it, but also some of it, I just got $800,000.
And there's a chance that he's going to lose his job.
Right. Yeah. He's got a family to support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's life-changing money.
That gives me an idea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll watch from the sidelines.
It's the working. Okay, so you don't. You're not in.
It depends what the GoFundMe looks like on the other side.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick on Neo, he was on a talk show, and I'm seeing all these headlines about how he makes his relationship with his three girlfriends work.
Oh, that's right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because we talked to him, I think, last year.
Yep.
Didn't he have four?
Yep.
Yeah.
So did one of them leave?
Probably.
Yeah, there was four. There was like
that's what
the
I
hot
thought.
One, the mean one, the sporty one, and the supportive one, right?
I don't remember, but I could have sworn there was four of them. But now all the headlines are Neo talking about his three girlfriends, so... Unless I am
or
just
is
remembering
it that,
wrong.
Maybe
or
it was a sleepy one, a dopey one, a sleazy one.
The four dwarves.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
It was four. It was Christina, Ariel,
what?
Monet, how are you remembering and Brianna. This?
That's what I said. Sleepy, dopey, sneezy.
Interesting. Okay, so one of them is missing.
Ah.
One of them is missing now. I'm curious to know what happened.
What's another dwarf besides Sleepy, Topi, and Sneezy?
look up the.
Did you say Grumpy?
Grumpy. There you go. Yes, one. Yeah, Grumpy too.
Jess would know that one. She is a Jessica.
Uh-huh.
After all.
Hey,
Crazy Cash parents. Happens every hour. Your chance to win $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is friend. You'll have a lot of new friend. When you win $1,000 and they want to try to come get a piece of your money, take the keyword friend over to wild949.com, enter it there, and you might win $1,000 of crazy cash. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, Graham.
New world record alert, you guys. A Swedish soccer enthusiast broke a... shame on me for not having that one ready. Enthusiast. I don't have Jess's drop there.
Dang it.
He just broke a Guinness World Record when he juggled the ball using only his... Why are you giggling?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's a world record.
I know. I'm just too
he
immature.
He juggled a soccer ball using only his knees, chest, head, and feet for 28 hours, 21 minutes, and 2 seconds. The ball did not hit the ground. He kept it up and juggled that ball for 28 hours, 21 minutes. Now, I have two things. One, I take a little bit of issue with this because it says he was allowed a 15-minute break every 3 hours. And he beat the previous record of 26 hours. Why do you get a 15-minute break if the record is to see how long you can juggle a soccer ball for without it hitting the ground? I don't care if you have to go to the bathroom. Set the record. Put on some diapers and set the record.
Yes.
A 15-minute break?
Give that man a feeding tube. No eating breaks. No lunch breaks.
Nothing. And while he can snack on a sandwich or a piece of pizza while he's kicking the soccer ball up in the air. So, like, in my mind, these are not records. We've gone soft. Like, you should have to do that the entire time without stopping. And here's the second thing. 28 hours, 21 minutes, 2 seconds.
Dang.
Ladies, do you think you could juggle a soccer ball for 28.21 seconds?
No.
Should we try tomorrow?
You can try it if you have a soccer ball.
I do.
I don't even think I'll get the second juggle. I think I'll be like one kick and then the ball's gone.
So you'd be at like less than 1 second.
I think so.
28 seconds sounds like a little bit, but once you're doing
that's
it, it's going to be a long time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 28 seconds is a lengthy amount of time, but he did it for 28 hours. So 28 seconds is all
I'm asking.
But
you can use your chest?
Yes.
Maybe I can do it with my chest.
You can use any part of your body?
Anything that's not your hands.
Okay. We should try it.
All right, tomorrow morning, we'll see who of Jess, Selena, and Chidi will be in tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Well, that'll be funny. Yeah. See which of them can juggle a soccer ball.
I with feel like you're going to win.
With the gold. No, I'm not including myself. This is for you, ladies.
Why aren't you going to do it?
Because I try all the challenge. I'm the only one that does all the challenges on this show.
But,
and so it's up to you guys to do one.
I mean, we're going
to
do it, but I still want to know how long you can do
it. Right,
for.
Like I want to compare our times with yours.
Man, mine's not going to be good either.
Oh,
28 seconds is the goal.
All right.
Dang.
We're doing it tomorrow morning on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.